About 400 of China's most powerful officials are meeting this week in Beijing. The secretive gathering, known as the plenum, is the most important in the country's political calendar and lays the groundwork for the coming year. But this week's event is especially significant. A historical resolution is due to be unveiled. This will determine the direction of Chinese politics, both philosophical and practical, for years to come.
It's this integration between philosophy, history, and politics, I think, that makes it unique. And this, I think, is really focusing global attention on this new paradigm, this new way of governing that could lead to real breakthroughs for humanity.
Only three official historical resolutions have been announced since the Chinese Communist Party was founded. In 1945, party founder Mao Zedong used the first to claim his position as China's absolute leader, as well as point out the missteps of early communist revolutionaries. In 1981, a resolution announced under Deng Xiaoping criticized the problems of the Cultural Revolution and justified economic and industrial reforms. This year, the party will mark the achievements of the past 100 years. It will focus on strengthening the Communist Party as the only political force in China and consolidating Xi's position as the ultimate people's leader.
Xi's position in the party is now unchallenged. This is thanks to the constant purges during the past 9 years, anti-corruption campaigns and increasing purges of civil society, public opinion and the internet.
In 2018, Beijing scrapped presidential term limits, allowing Xi to rule for life. Earlier this year, as the Communist Party celebrated a century in rule, he declared the achievement of a moderately prosperous society. State media touted his success in following through on promises to make China wealthy and powerful.
President Xi Jinping is expected to use this year's plenum to elevate himself above previous leaders. It's likely that his version of recent history will be accepted as the official history of the party, and he will further strengthen his power base. But critics say there's great danger in this.
We are seeing a resurgence of authoritarianism, one that combines the Soviet ideology, Nazi Germany, and even previous Japanese and Italian models, along with China's own traditions. This means that in the face of criticism from all over the world, it is very difficult for it to react flexibly, to react with a real openness. This seclusion, I believe, it is the greatest threat to the Chinese communist system now.
The four-day gathering will also include discussions on who will replace other top leaders, including the premier, starting next year. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.